You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
It's being reported that under pressure Justice Minister Thembi Simelane is now seeking clarification over allegations around her links to the VBS Mutual Bank. So the big question, I guess, is can she survive the scandal and what impact is this having broadly on the justice system and the wider optics? I want to give you an expert view on that. Mbekezile Benjamin is with us now from the organization Judges Matter. He is Research and Advocacy Officer. And let's wade straight into this with a note from President Ramaphosa's office today, now wanting clarification and answers from the beleaguered Justice Minister. Obviously something to be welcomed, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be on the program. Yes, it is absolutely to be welcomed. It is an important step because that is exactly what we as civil society organizations are calling for, that the minister must play open cards with the public. She must explain her role in this situation. She must explain the circumstances of the loan, how she came about to obtain the loan, what were the relevant documents, a loan agreement or any other proof that this loan was above board, and exactly what she did to settle the loan. Because all of this is important, as you mentioned, the optics of it all. Our number one anti-corruption crusader shouldn't really be involved in any way in a scandal that is undoubtedly the biggest corruption scandal in the country. So for us, we welcome the president's calling in of the minister to explain, and we hope that the minister will also take the public into her confidence.
But again, the president's office has no choice but to respond to this, but the argument always remains. He's leaving it a bit late, isn't he?
Well, not necessarily. It's only been about 48 hours since this scandal broke. And so I think, to be fair to him, he's acted much faster than we've seen in the past. Obviously, the minister has left it a little bit late, because one would have expected that 24 hours into the scandal, we should have gotten some form of communication from the ministry. And we should emphasize here, Jeremy, that at this stage, we are not accusing the minister of corruption. But certainly this scandal or the allegations are quite serious. And so one does expect, especially for someone who is in such a sensitive position as Justice Minister when it comes to corruption, that she will be as transparent as possible. And obviously, the faster she acts, the more confidence we can have in her.
In your opinion, how does this perceived conflict of interest, given her oversight of the NPA, affect public trust in the justice system?
Well, it is a huge danger to public trust. It completely undermines, if there's any credibility to the allegations, it completely undermines her role as someone who has oversight over institutions like the National Prosecuting Authority, which is supposed to prosecute any allegations in the VBS saga, institutions like the Special Investigating Unit, which also has its own role in investigating this. But more importantly, and for us, the concern is that the minister sits on the Magistrates Commission. The minister sits on the Judicial Service Commission. And in both those institutions, she plays a central role in the appointment of magistrates and judges who will be at the end tasked with adjudicating cases of corruption. So it is a huge risk to have someone tainted in corruption allegations to be sitting at such a strategic position. So for us, that is the major concern.
Do you think this is also a failure of due diligence preceding her appointment?
I think that might be too harsh, because at the time, look, she was mayor of the municipality, and later on she served a full term as minister at COCTA. So it really was shifting her from one position to the other. So I don't think that the due diligence would have stretched to that point. Obviously would have welcomed such an intensive scrutiny, but I don't think it would have been reasonable in the president's calculations that he would have stretched that far in examining the minister's record. But of course, it was Well, even if the loan was above board, it was an oversight on her part to do business with someone who does business with the municipality that she oversees, but particularly someone who's now been found to have been quite intimately involved in VPS.
But at the very least, an upfront declaration, surely.
It would, yes, absolutely. She should have been more careful in declaring these things, especially as it relates to a private business, because it does give rise to a conflict of interest and the risk is too great. She should have been upfront in declaring this to the president. But I think, like I said, on the president's part, it might be too strong to say he should have done an extra due diligence.
To the best of your knowledge, is there legal precedent that exists for a sitting minister facing similar charges?
To my recollection, there isn't, but we know from previous public protector investigations, there have been circumstances where the private interests of the member of the executive do conflict with their public role. An easy example is the Palapala investigation involving the president, the Bosasa investigation involving the president's son. All of those are examples where we saw private or business interests of the executive now conflicting with their public role. And that kind of thing shouldn't happen really in a governance system such as ours. We should expect our executives to pay quite close attention to the executive ethics code and more so for the Minister of Justice. And for us working in the space, in the justice space, we sort of have a lot of trust in our minister, and we hope that they will always have the interests of the justice system at the forefront of their minds, and anything that might raise a red flag concerning their role should be paid attention to. And in this case, it doesn't look like there was.
Well, talking of red flags, there's also going to be an interesting one for legal scholars in the way in which the law differentiates between a legitimate commercial loan and a transaction that constitutes corruption. As you're intimating, there is a fine line there.
Yeah, well, that is work for the public protector to determine, and it would be interesting to see where she draws the line. But certainly, from what the media reports suggest, there are questions to be answered, and there are documents that should be produced by the minister, and we hope that she will play open cards and sort of declare all of that information.
I sense the story has still got a long way to run. Thank you very much indeed, Mbekezile Benjamin, Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter.